human Jesus was and is the Son of God. But we can't prove that based on faith. When we form a line and come down for communion, two lines and come down for communion, when we step up and the minister says the body of Christ, inside us, we can't will it. It's given to us by God. There are things that we can do. We can pray to God to help us with our faith. We can pray to God to give us faith. We can do things among our community. Reach out to other people. Reach out to the world. Help people. Serve others. We can do these things that mean that we want God to give us more faith and that we're asking God to give us more faith. We can grow in faith. We can pray to live as faith-filled people. For me, the foundation for living as faith-filled people is described in today's second reading. Paul says to Ephesians, remove all bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, reviling. You could add to that being judgmental. You could add to that trying to take from people all their savings. Add being evil to others. All malice. Remove that. Get that out of you. Remove all bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling. Sounds sort of like social media, doesn't it? In place of that, be kind to one another. Compassionate. Giving as God has forgiven us and continues to forgive us. Live in love as Christ loved us. If we live these tenets, if we're kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving, then we're opening our minds and our hearts to allow faith to grow in us. In our world today, there are so many examples. You can see it on the nightly news. You can read it in the newspaper. And as I said before, you can see it so much on social media. Examples of people who are not living and being kind to one another. Who are not being compassionate. Practice these tenets, when we practice kindness and compassion, it allows our faith to grow. When we do that, not too long after that, I was at a mass, and I was a Eucharist minister. That was a mass for, I don't know, a funeral or a graduation or something. It was a special mass where several other people came in from outside that didn't normally come to our church. And I remember, as a Eucharistic minister, I was standing over here, and meeting line was here, and another minister over there, and I watched him coming up the line. There was this one boy about 14, 15 years old. I watched. He seemed to be totally, completely disinterested. Didn't want to be there. And I watched him come to the minister here. Then he came over to me. He walked up to me and said, "Am I supposed to drink this stuff?" Place of worship is in God's house. And all of these people that were worshiping here and receiving the body of Christ and the blood of Christ and believed that it was the body and blood of Christ. He may not have known that. He didn't honor the moment. He didn't honor what was going on. He didn't respect. In communist China, there was a church, a missionary church. The missionary priest was from France. Communist China, soldiers of communist China, broke into the church, ransacked it, tore it up, and locked the priest in the sacristy, and left him there. Said, tore the church up, they destroyed the tabernacle and threw the consecrated hosts all around the church on the floor. And they went out and guarded the church to make sure people didn't come inside. Well, there was this one little 10-year-old Chinese girl named Li, L-I-Li, who snuck around and found her way into the church, unseen, undetected. Got down on her hands and knees and crawled, and she found a consecrated host, the body of Christ, and she picked it up and she consumed it. Somehow she got back out. She did this for several days, one host each time. Finally, one day, she had just gotten inside and was crawling, and she got to one of the hosts. One of the soldiers had heard something and came in and saw her, and he shot and killed her. He shot her in the back and killed her. Bring it over. As soon as he had done it, he was horrified at what he had done. He went to the sacristy, let the priest out, let the priest go bury the little girl, and he drove the priest to the nearest border. Told the priest, "If these soldiers, if my fellow soldiers, knew and see what that little girl was doing, knew of her, they would never destroy all of this." That little girl's faith was powerful, and she became famous for it within the church. Every day we have the option. Choose to try and do the things that will help build the foundation and grow our faith. If we choose to try and grow our faith, others